Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the show. It is great to have you with us. Tom Brady's four-game suspension upheld. Really? So, it's going to be a four-game suspension for Brady, and it's been upheld. Well, Le'Veon Bell, first of all, had his ban cut to two games. So, I mean, let's start in a couple areas. Bell had his suspension cut from three games down to two games. That was expected. So Bell will miss the opening two games of the year, and that's what everyone, I mean, this show, everyone else, everyone has speculated since day one. That he would have it cut back by a game. Now, Bell was suspended in April for his August 2014 arrest on DUI and marijuana possession charges. He was there along with LeGarrette Blount. Okay, so that's one, and that was expected, that he would have his suspension cut down from three games to two games, and he did so through his appeal. And Blount has been suspended for the opening game of the 2015 season, so he won't play against the Steelers. I think a lot of people didn't realize that. And the reason that Bell got more was because of the additional DUI charge. Blount was charged with misdemeanor marijuana possession. That's why he was suspended for one game. Bell was charged with that, but the DUI charge tacked on the additional games. That's why the games are not the same on the suspensions for each. As for Brady, it's not a legal situation. It's a league situation. So they've got a little more latitude when it comes to this. But there's a huge issue here. Okay, exactly where's the proof? And again, they keep going back to the phone over and over and over again. They keep going back to the phone that he was not cooperative with the phone. I want to ask all of you out there. Okay? I will tell you, and I've said this before, Roger's the owner of the station. Roger's also a person that I exponentially trust. If he wanted to see my phone as the owner of the station, I would turn it over to him. No big deal. Obviously, I don't feel like there's anything on there to begin with anyway. That's a big deal. Welcome back. Great to have you with us. After we had a little technical problem there, no issue. Solved. It's been a day, by the way, where we've had one suspension reduced in the NFL and the other not. The big story is Tom Brady's is not. Le'Veon Bell did have a game knocked off of his suspension. Bell, instead of three games, will be serving two games. He did appeal. Keep in mind that the reason that his suspension is longer than LeGarrette Blount's, because they were in the same car together, is that Bell was driving and he got the DUI charge on top of the marijuana charge. Blount only had the marijuana charge, so he gets one game, so he won't play the opener against the Steelers. Meanwhile, Bell will miss the opening two games now instead of three after his appeal went through. Brady's appeal ends up with nothing except for the fact that it's still four games. Brady made no traction at all in this, and it all comes down to the cell phone. Goodell cited new information that on or shortly before March 6, Brady had directed that his cell phone that he had used for the prior 4 months be destroyed. The NFL said in a statement that Brady destroyed the phone, even though he was aware that investigators had requested access to text messages and other electronic information that had been stored in the phone. Goodell said in a statement that he found that Brady's act went beyond a mere failure to cooperate in the investigation and supported a finding that he had sought to hide evidence of his own participation in the scheme. Based on Ted Wells' report and the evidence presented at the hearing, Goodell said that Brady was aware of and took steps to support the actions of other team employees to deflate game footballs below levels allowed by NFL clubs. Brady had his appeal and was heard back on June 23rd. Attorney Jeffrey Kessler, who has had success in taking on the NFL in high-profile cases, led Brady's defense and said at one time that he had a very compelling case to change Goodell's decision. Again, expect this now to go to court, and I've said this before in the show, I'll say it again, and let's take everything to a personal level. Roger's the owner of the station. If Roger were to ask me for my cell phone, I would have absolutely no issue of saying, here you go. What do you want to look at? Because I know him, I trust him, respect him. If an independent investigator wanted to look at my phone, no. And has the exact same information on it that Roger would see. Exact same info, no difference in information. Okay? He's my boss. There's something he wants to see. I'd show it to him. If an independent investigator came out to me and said, I want to take a look at it. Yeah, here's one for you. Go get a subpoena. Because there's a major difference between the two. If Robert Kraft wanted to see, if I'm working for the Patriots and Robert Kraft wanted to see my phone, no issue. Here you go. All right? Ted Wells wants to see it? No. No. Don't know Ted Wells, don't trust Ted Wells, don't trust his people, don't know what their agenda is. What's their agenda? And they can get all tied up in a knot about how dare you accuse us of having an agenda. Prove it to me you don't. Name one investigation that you did where it came up empty. Because believe me, you can do investigations that come up empty, you know. You can. It's more probable than not, generally aware. This is the language of the report. Really? The suspension all comes down to whether or not he turned a cell phone over or destroyed it. Okay. Well, guess what? Okay. If Ted Wells came up to me and asked me for my cell phone, the answer would be no. I don't know you. I don't trust you. My owner comes up to me and asks? No issue. Here you go. It has the same information on it. I would have no problem with Roger looking at my phone at all. Zero. Why? Respect. Trust. Know him. Okay? Independent investigator? Don't know him. No clue. No go. Simple as that. And I think most of you would feel that way as well. You'd turn your phone over to somebody that you knew and trust and whatever. Somebody you don't trust, get the heck away from me. That's what it's come down to. I don't need somebody wanting to look at my phone who's trying to justify their $5 million paycheck. I mean, in all seriousness, that's what it comes down to. I don't need somebody who's trying to justify their $5 million paycheck looking at my stuff. Now, if my owner wants to look at it, somebody that I personally like, admire, respect, here you go. and there's no difference in the information I'm handing him that is being requested by the independent investigator. Difference is trust. Okay? I trust him. I don't trust them at all. And again, no dog in the hunt here. None. Zip, zilch. You know, don't care about the Patriots. Don't care about Brady. But when you do something of this magnitude, all of us can be suspicious of whether Brady had something to do with this. All of us are. I am. I'm suspicious of it. But being suspicious of it and proving it are two different things. I mean, being suspicious of something, having an inkling, a gut feeling, is different than proving it. If you're going to suspend a guy for four games, you darn well better have proof. He's being suspended for four games for destroying his cell phone. You know, when you send text messages, there is a receiver. What was going to be on his phone that wouldn't have been on the phone of the guys? What? See, that's a big, that's a huge issue here. It's a huge issue here. An independent investigator with no subpoena power telling you you've got to hand over stuff. Okay, and most of these independent investigators, when they do an independent investigation, don't record them. They take notes. Excuse me, this will be recorded. Okay, no notes. Life experience gives you an indication of how to handle certain things. I don't think, you know what? My gut feeling is Brady told him to go as low as they could. These guys may have done it. That's just gut feeling. Okay. But when it comes to how this was done, 27 weeks, it should have taken 27 days. That's an embarrassment. Suspending him for four games is an embarrassment. They'll go to court. I mean, they just put in rules this week as to what to do with the footballs. All right. We will take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The record will be broken. That's right, the 100-year record is going to be broken this month if Sunbury Motors sells 80 new Fords by July 31st. SMC is where you want to be if you want a new Focus for $16,863. SMC is where you want to be if you want a new Ford Escape for $19,993. SMC is where you want to be if you want a new F-150 4x4 for under 30 grand. Sunbury Motors isn't taking this record lightly. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, you owe it to yourself to go to Sunbury Motors before August 1st. If you want 0% on your next 2015 Focus, Fusion, Escape, Explorer, or Expedition, SMC is where you want to be. Sunbury Motors will sell 80 new Fords by July 31st. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza. SMC is where you want to be to save more money on your next new Ford.
Chug into a bygone era at Sunbury River Festival. Their train rides are back on Saturday, August 15th, and just $10 gets you a thrilling ride that will depart from the Daily Item Press Building on Raspberry Avenue. 9 a.m. is the Bets Free Ride with military vehicles on display. 11 a.m. is the Prince Princess Ride, and 1 p.m. is the Dr. Seuss Ride. Get your tickets at the SRI office, McGuigan's Public House, Brewer's Outlet, the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, the Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau, the new Paul Stein Chevrolet, Surplus Outlet, and the Daily Item. And here's a special thank you to the Shikellamy Theater Department for providing all the character actors. For more information, go to SunburyRiverFestival.com. That's SunburyRiverFestival.com.
Are you working so hard to make a living you can't take time to make any real money? Is every day the same boring routine going nowhere and money runs out before the month? Well, my name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or licenses. If you'll call 800-350-0255 24 hours and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. I've bought hundreds of houses and trained thousands to do the same. Call 800-350-0255 to get your free starter kit until 500 are given away. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for you for pennies. That's 800-350-0255. Again, 800-350-0255. Call now and take your life back.
Okay, the big story of the day is going to be Tom Brady getting his four-game suspension upheld. Reports that he destroyed his cell phone. And we're going to be talking about a few other things as well. Adam Rittenberg is going to join us today from ESPN.com. Dave Jones tomorrow. Adam Bittner, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette on Thursday. Also, the Phillies have set the deadline of tomorrow for everyone to give them their best offer on Cole Hamels, with the idea that if any deal were to be made, it would be Thursday. So the Phillies want everyone's best offer on the table by the end of the business day tomorrow, with a decision Thursday. James Franklin's throwing out the first pitch Thursday. They may just keep him out.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. 800-795-9565. Would you turn over your cell phone to an independent investigator? Oh, and by the way, exactly how independent was the investigator? He was paid by the NFL. Doesn't sound very independent to me. This is where more work has to be done between the Players Association and the Commissioner's Office. If you're going to have independent investigators, you need to have it approved by both sides before they start. That's an independent investigator, okay, where they're receiving money from the NFLPA and receiving money from the league to conduct the investigation. Now you're beholden to both. Now you're independent. Now you come up with something. Instead of being paid by one group and go out there and come up with a premise and then try to prove the premise. It's not an independent investigation when the league pays. Brady, now whether Brady wants to appeal this and go to court, whether he wants to go to court with this, okay. Something Brady would do was that Brady would have had to have produced the phone, probably, because there would be a subpoena for it. But again, with an independent investigator, there's no subpoena power. You don't have to turn them over or anything to them. You have rights. We all have rights. And we've got to understand that we have rights. We can't just get trampled on all the time because somebody says you've got to do something. No. That's not how it works, right? If they want to sit there and they want to find out what's going on, they have to have a way to do it. And if, by the way, they have to conduct the investigation properly themselves. That means you have to have recorded interviews. You can't do it with notes. You have to be able to sit there. And if you don't have subpoena power, don't run around complaining that he won't turn over his phone. He won't turn over his phone. If you don't have subpoena power, then keep your mouth shut. It's not independent when one group's paying for it. The NFL paid $5 million for a generally aware and more probable than not investigation. Well, let me tell you something. If somebody said something to me, it's more probable than not and generally aware, I'd be furious. That's the bar you're setting? 6 inches off the ground? And I keep going back to what I said before. All the officials handled the footballs in the game. The Colts footballs and the Patriots footballs. Oddly enough, they saw no difference. Interesting. But they got off the hook. How closely did they monitor those footballs? Did they get their cell phones to find out after the game? About it, cell phones in recent weeks. Maybe text messages between the officials about, you know, I didn't notice we didn't do a good enough job for the game, whatever. I mean, I'd like to know. Ask for those cell phones? No, can't do that. You got seven guys who I think were very sloppy in their job before the game. Didn't notice anything during the game as the arbitrators of the game. And the Wells report got them off the hook. They're arbitrators of the game. They handle the footballs in every play. And the other part, too, as I've gone back to many times, there are two gauges that they used at halftime of the Colts-Patriots game. If both gauges came up low, proof-wise, I'm all on board. But one gauge came up low, and the other gauge came up within specs. In my world, that's called inconclusive. And again, I have no dog in the hunt. I don't care about whether Brady gets suspended or not. It doesn't matter to me. Don't know the guy. It doesn't matter. But I think you've got to have a higher bar. Now, this suspension is not about that. The suspension is now about him destroying his cell phone. It's always been about the cell phone. He wouldn't turn the cell phone over. As I've said before, my owner here at the station wants to see my cell phone. Like him, respect him, trust him. Here, take a look, whatever you want. I don't care. Independent investigator asks for the exact same phone with the exact same contents. Nope. Not going to happen. Why? Don't trust him. Don't know him. Don't trust him. Don't know what their agenda is. Just because they're an independent investigator working for the league, you want to see it? Get a subpoena. I'm working for the Patriots. Mr. Kraft wants to see it. Here you go. Knock yourself out. Independent investigator wants to see it? No. No. I am not going to hand over my phone to people who are trying to justify their $5 million salary. Never. I would never do that. It's illogical. That's illogical to do that. We have rights as to what we can turn over. I mean, if it's a subpoena, you have to. You turn it over. No problem. No issue. You have a subpoena. I've got it. But why should anybody? I mean, to me, it's the equivalent of a perfect stranger coming up to you in the Susquehanna Valley Mall saying, we need you to turn your phone over. Look at him get lost. We want to see your cell phone. No. And there's nothing in it, so it doesn't really matter. I care less, but it's a matter of principle. It's a matter of principle. And they want to see it. I better do it. No, you don't have to do it. Now, he's going to pay the price of a 4-game suspension. Whether or not now he wants to take this to court, it's going to be up to him. Twenty-seven weeks. And now, so let's make sure we understand this now, so we have everything straight. If you have a player who has had multiple personal conduct policy violations, Greg Hardy. He gets his suspension taken from 10 games down to 4 games. Okay. I have a player who hit his then girlfriend in an elevator and then carried her out. That's 2 games. This is 4 games. Now, eventually when they showed the entire videotape of Ray Rice, he then got an entire season. I originally said on Ray Rice, 8 games. If you recall, I said half the season. The inconsistency in this league is almost stunning in at this point. I mean, you see how they handle Le'Veon Bell. They handle Le'Veon Bell correctly, in my opinion. You see LeGarrette Blount. They handle LeGarrette Blount correctly. This? In other words, LeGarrette Blount did not have the DUI charge against him, so he got 1 game. Bell got 3, appealed, got it down to 2 games. I think both those rulings make complete sense in the scheme of things. And unbelievable.
Well, isn't one of the conceived notions flying around that Kraft and Goodell are such good buddies that a lot of people were thinking that Goodell went so heavy as he did going 4 games, which is a little excessive, because he didn't want to come, like, if he just said only 1 game or 2 game, then everyone would have brought out their pitchforks and fire and said that he was just playing favorites with his buddy's team and, you know, his buddy's player. Yeah.
But Kyle, he's already fined the club, what, $1 million? And he's already taken away a first-round pick in 16 and a fourth-round pick in 17, and the team accepted it. That's pretty heavy-handed on the team. He took a first-round pick away.
That's true. You're right.
All right, so he's already done that to the team. As for the player involved, the NFL claims that Brady exchanged nearly 10,000 text messages, none of which can be retrieved. The NFL said in its statement that the destruction of the cell phone was not disclosed until June 18th, almost 4 months after investigators first sought information from him. He said it went beyond the mere failure to cooperate in the investigation, supported a finding that he had sought to hide evidence of his own participation in the scheme. Well, you certainly can draw that conclusion, but Brady says he's not going to accept it, so we'll see. We're going to have Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com, coming up. Also, very quickly, the Arizona Cardinals did something very interesting. And the Arizona Cardinals have brought on as an intern to work with their linebackers a woman. And this is, by the way, fresh off of Becky Hammon winning the Arizona Summer Basketball League in the NBA with the Spurs team. And the question now is, would a woman end up being a coach someday soon in a league? And I think the NBA is closer to that than football. But, I mean, Bruce Arians, to his credit, has done this. And you know what? They did it quietly. They didn't sit there and with all fanfare and bluster and look what we're doing. He saw somebody who had an opportunity, you know, that he thought could do a good job for them. And all the reports on her is that she is a hard worker who really knows the game. And she's going to be someone that they think can help them out as an intern. And Jen Welter is someone that has a very good reputation. And then Bruce Arians, I mean, for those of us who knew him when he was at Temple, not surprising that he would be the one to sit back and say, here's somebody who can help us. Let's you know, well, it's a woman, so what? And there'll be a lot of eyes on her, but based on her reputation, she probably will do very well. And his response was typical. The minute they can prove that they can make a player better, they'll be hired. Well, okay. And Becky Hammon, NBA, they won the Summer League. I think with professional athletes, believe it or not, just it's a gut feeling on my part. I think with professional athletes, that's where the door would open. Because, look, they're being paid. They've got to make the team. They've got to be, you know, it's their livelihood. And that's what they need to do. I think on the college level, here's what makes it a little difficult initially on the college level if it were to happen. And say it were a woman coaching men's basketball. You have to be able to recruit. And I'm not saying that, for example, they couldn't get any players. But, for example, if they go in there and like any coach, first of all, if you are hired to be a coach on the college level, you're probably not going to get one of the premier jobs. So let's start with that. So you already have an uphill climb to begin with, like any coach would, male or female, in that spot. You're obviously taking over, in all likelihood, a downtrodden program. So now you got to go out and get players. You'll be able to get players, but can you then break through and get the elite players? That would be the difficult road to do it. And that would be for any coach. That would be for any coach. Take over a downtrodden program. Can you recruit well enough to do it? In the pros, here's the difference. You draft. So acquiring personnel is easier on that level because of the draft. Plus, she's already won the Summer League thing. And she deserves credit for doing that and obviously earned the respect of her players to do that. And received high grades from everyone as to how well she did. You know, it doesn't really matter as long as they come up with a way for you to win. As Bruce Arians said, if they can make somebody a better player, they're hired. Interesting philosophy to have in everyday life, isn't it? We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Hey, Susquehanna Valley, would you take 5 minutes to save over $1,000? Well, that's all you need to do is go to BlazeAlexanderFord.com, and you're going to find that our prices are the lowest price guaranteed, and on many vehicles, we're going to save you over $1,000 from the competition. Currently, we're in our summer sell down where you're going to get 0% financing for up to 72 months on many 2015 vehicles. Looking for a 2015 Ford F-150? Take this example. Stock number L4419. 2018. It's a Caribou Super Crew F-150 sticker price $46,590. We're taking over $9,000 off this vehicle with the rebates. Your price just $37,540, and we're taking similar discounts on every other F-150 we have in stock, and we've got over 70 of them to choose. So when you want a great deal on that next vehicle, take the time to go to blazealexanderford.com and find out that our prices are the lowest price guaranteed.
If you know the part number for your oil filter is R-85348, but can only recall that your wedding anniversary is sometime in June, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for guys who really know and care about their car. And right now at CarQuest, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a CarQuest Standard Series filter for $23.99. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
See participating stores for details.
Shopping for your next car is easy and fun when you log on to CarMax.com. At CarMax.com, you can choose from thousands of used cars in our nationwide inventory, most of which are available for transfer to a store near you. Fee may apply. You can check out tons of pictures and features, compare prices, and more. The car you'll fall in love with is at CarMax.com right now. Log on today. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The best in talk radio. This is the Dave Ramsey Show.
You know what the number one cause of job dissatisfaction is in the workplace? I saw 3 different surveys that told me this. Lack of traction. People feel like they're working on something that doesn't matter and they don't see progress. They're doing work that doesn't matter and they don't have a sense of progress. It's not the pay. It's not that their boss is a jerk. It's none of that. It's I don't have any sense that what I'm doing is moving anything and it doesn't matter.
The Dave Ramsey Show. Weekdays at 1 on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK app.
News Radio 1070 WKOK wants you to know about the people and organizations that help make the Susquehanna Valley a better place to live.
Hello, Central PA. On behalf of the Hummel's War Fire Company, we would like to invite you to our second annual charity poker ride on August 22nd. Proceeds benefit Camp Emerge and the Strikers Bowling Team. Registration starts at 9 a.m. day of event, but pre-registration is highly recommended at the Wharf. Entertainment starts at 5 p.m. with Brandon Barnhart, Counterfeit Dreams, 86, and PA Crude. Visit Hummel's War Fire Company on Facebook for more information.
Hi, I'm Stu Schroeder with the Friends of Shikellamy State Park, and I would like to personally invite you to our next event at the marina. On Sunday, August the 9th, from 11 to 1 p.m., we will have Kimbo and Brian. They are two excellent musicians from the Valley who perform a variety of blues and rock covers. They are a tasty treat for your ears. Food will be available for purchase by the Townside Garden Cafe. We have a full schedule of events planned this summer, so come join us. Go to friendsofshikellamystatepark.org.
Kevin continues to vacation in Tahiti. But he's also destroyed his cell phone. We don't know why. He's not being investigated for anything. What would you investigate Kevin for? Who knows? And Tom Brady's 4-game suspension upheld. The reason for the suspension being upheld is quite simply that he destroyed his cell phone. Thus, they couldn't go into it and look and see. They said there were 10,000 text messages in there. Something tells me not all 10,000 had something to do with whatever football situation it happened to be. So, interesting day. Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com joining us on the next half hour. Dave Jones tomorrow. Adam Bittner, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette Thursday. Friday, we'll have Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Let's see, we have one other guest on Friday. I know we did. Let's see. We have one other guest on Friday, didn't we, Kyle?
I believe you did. I just can't think of who it is either.
I hate to tell the guests we forgot. And I do know that Tony Knopp, the CEO of Spotlight Ticket Management, joins us on Monday, August 10th. So he'll be, Corey Geiger from Altoona Mirror at the Big Ten Football Media Day. Yeah. So, yeah, that's who it is. See, Kyle? There you go. In the end, no need to institutionalize me. We're all good. Oh, the music just in time.
That's a pretty good sign.
Absolutely. Adam Rittenberg will bail the entire show out. Big Ten news and notes coming up in the next half hour. We did remember him. Oh, my goodness.
So you really do need a week off.
Oh, there are people who think I need a lifetime off. But we keep defying the odds, Kyle. We keep defying the odds.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.
CBS News.